Alright, so the vortex. Now, this technique is one of my absolute favorite techniques because it's so covert and it literally sends your target's mind into a vortex. They literally have no idea what's going on, and this leaves them open to massive manipulation. Okay, so the vortex is basically what we call a PPS, which is a persuasion power stack. And what that basically means is it's a technique that uses five persuasion techniques all at once. And that's what makes this one technique so powerful. It's like you're hitting your target with one technique and knocking them off balance. And then just when they're about to find their balance, you hit them again with the next technique, and then the next one, and the next one. So this is powerful stuff. So this is for educational purposes only. All right, so to teach you this technique, I'm going to use the example of the Wall Street guy in the bar. And that way I can tell you exactly what I said and what happened. But really, you can use the vortex in all sorts of situations. All right, so the vortex is a PPS, a persuasion power stack. And the five techniques that we stack are a confusion technique, physical pacing and leading, physical confusion technique, a variation of the handshake induction, and then another confusion technique. Alright, so if you haven't already heard the Wall Street guy story, basically I recently sent out an email about my trip to New York where I bumped into some students of mine and they'd taken a boot camp with me a few years back. And while we were there at this bar, there was this one guy who was there. He'd obviously had too many drinks, and he was one of those typical Wall Street type guys, you know, with a slick back hair, really expensive suit, and he started giving trouble to one of my students by making fun of his shirt. So basically, what I did was I went over there to try and calm down the situation, and I bought my student a drink so that it looked like my student was actually with people. And then by this point, I could tell that this Wall Street guy was actually looking for a fight, and his attention was now on me. So instead of buying into his frame, I decided to use the vortex on this guy, and this is how I did it. Okay, so the guy came up to me really close, and in an aggressive way, he asked me what the fuck I was looking at. So my first move was I did a confusion technique. So as soon as the guy said to me, "What the fuck are you looking at?" I said to him, "I didn't buy the yellow shoes." Now, as soon as I said that, it was like all of his adrenaline just disappeared. I was completely calm and in control of the situation. What I said made sense, but his brain was going, "Have I? Is it? What? What's going on?" And as I said in the confusion techniques audio, it's all about bending and pushing a situation where making it seem like you're not actually doing anything. So at this point, I use the confusion technique, so the guy's already tranced out, but then I followed that up and I said to him, "I'm sorry, have you got the time, please?" Now, as I said that, I held my wrist up and gestured to my watch. So this is physical pacing and leading, as well as it being a physical confusion technique, because his subconscious sees that I've already got a watch. So again, it's thinking, what? Why is he asking me this? He's already got a watch. What's going on? And another thing that happened that I want to point out is that, have you ever noticed that when you ask someone if they've got a watch, even if they know they haven't, they still look at their wrist and they say, "No, I'm sorry, I haven't got the time." Well, I could see his wrist and I knew that he didn't have a watch. And as soon as I asked him, in his confused state, he responded to my question and he mirrored my gesture. So he looked at his wrist even though he didn't have a watch. So in his confused state, he pulled up his arm to gesture to his wrist and he said, "No, sorry, I don't." And then, as he said that, I did a variation of the handshake induction. So as he pulled his arm up to gesture to his wrist, what I did was I took a hold of his wrist with my right hand, and at the same time, I said, "That's all right, I've got a watch here." And then I lifted up my left hand, which was the wrist with the watch on it, and then I looked at the face of my watch, and I said, "You can see it's 2:32. And then I used my left hand and gestured to his wedding ring on his hand, and then I said, "But the watch I'm wearing is very different from the ring you're watching." And this sent him even deeper into a state of confusion and made him even more suggestible. And then, as I was still pointing to his ring, I said, "Look here." And of course you'll wonder what's going to happen next. Just like waking up out of a dream 3 minutes from now and not sure what you're doing. That's fine. You can just buy us a beer or buy us a chaser. It's up to you. So then basically, after I've said that, what happens is because of the persuasion power stack, his mind just goes completely into a vortex. So he's so tranced out, and he's just there for 3 minutes, staring at his hand with the ring. And then when he came out of the trance state, his subconscious mind had no choice but to act on the instructions I'd given him to buy us a drink, because it's a relief from the vortex mind state which he was in. And also I'd given him that double bind option of whether to buy us a beer or a chaser. So it's presupposed that he's going to do one or the other. So it's kind of like asking a kid if he wants to go to bed at 7:30 or 8. Either way, he goes to bed early, but he feels like he's making the decision. So it's the same thing. The guy didn't really have a choice. His subconscious compelled him to buy us a drink. But the question was it going to be a beer or was it going to be a chaser? And incidentally, he actually went for the beer. All right, so that's the vortex. It's very powerful stuff because of that persuasion power stack. And again, it's got so many uses, and it's only limited by your imagination.